Hare Krishna. How's everybody doing? Isn't this such an incredible festival? Hare, Hare.
Hare, Hare.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he described himself as a gardener. Yeah, some of you look puzzled. Why would Chaitanya Mahaprabhu self-describe as a gardener? We know he appeared in a Brahmana family, and that he dedicated himself to preaching. Srila Prabhupada's introduction to the Krishna book, sorry, to the Srimad Bhagavatam, he writes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. And yet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has self-described as a gardener, according to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, I am a gardener, I'm planting seeds of prema. I'm planting seeds of love for Krishna. And I'm planting these seeds in the ground, and I'm watering them with sankirtan. And these seeds, they have grown into an incredible tree. And this tree is filled with fruits of prema, fruits of love. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he describes how he has been collecting, harvesting these fruits so that he can distribute them to everybody, so that they can taste this prema, this love for Krishna. They themselves can be infused with this love for Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says how these fruits that are so abundant, in fact, he doesn't have enough hands to collect them all, to distribute them, so he takes assistance from the Panchatattva, from Nityananda Prabhu, from Advaita Prabhu, from Srivas Thakur. But then he also says that even they are unable to help him, that means collect all of these fruits, so he asks widely, everybody, please come and help me in collecting these fruits and distributing and sharing those with others. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also describes this tree as himself. So that's one of the interesting things about this metaphor. Chaitanya is the planter of the tree, but then he himself is the tree. And Kaviraj Goswami describes how the different branches of that tree are different associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is the two main branches are Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu, but then there are other branches that are Advaita and Gadadhara and Rupa and Sanatan and Raghunath Bhatta and Raghunath Das and Jiva. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita how this ISKCON is also a branch of that Chaitanya tree. So we are most fortunate, we are part of Chaitanya's tree. We have been receiving these fruits, and Prabhupada has extended Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's invitation for us to share these fruits with others. And that's what we're doing here. We are tasting, we are receiving fruits from the devotees, the kirtaniyas who come up here, they're collecting those fruits and distributing them out to you, but then you're also relishing them and collecting the fruits, and you're sharing them with each other and sharing them back to the kirtaniyas, and there's this wonderful reciprocity and exchange and a swimming in this gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where we all become immersed in it. And I'm feeling that more and more today. The kirtans have been incredible. I feel like we're going deeper today. The first half day was wonderful, and yesterday was incredible, and today it just goes even more deep with Giriraj Maharaj's class this morning about Prabhupada's love and appreciation and faith in the holy name and his emphasis on that and his instructions to have 12-hour kirtan every day, or at least on Sundays, and the bargaining that went on there. And so we're learning to do that. We're learning how to spend 12 hours in a day just doing kirtan and to relish that, and that's all Srila Prabhupada's mercy and the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to us through the parampara. And I loved Sachinandan Maharaj's instruction to us earlier today. He said, listen, so try to listen as we chant. It really helps to to go deeper and to allow the holy name to have its effect on us.